May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Where do we find God today? Where are the places we see, hear, feel, even taste his presence? I think this question is always at the front of our minds in our journey of faith, in our struggle with God. And this question reminds me of a recent experience. Those of you on the PCC have heard this story, but as it fits so well with the theme for today, I could not resist sharing it again. Last month, while writing prayers with year three at St. Peter's School, we had quite a profound theological discussion. As I entered the classroom, one of the young girls named Sophie announced that she had an important question for me. This is not unusual coming from Sophie, as she is very bright and inquisitive. She said, "Reverend Julie, in all the years that I have known you, I've been wanting to ask you this question." And I said, "What is your question, Sophie?" She said, "Can you give me real evidence why I should believe that God exists? And what's more, you once said that God did not create Jesus, so where did he come from?" Now, I admit, I took a few moments of a pause before attempting an answer. And after a moment, I asked the rest of the class ways that they see the presence of God today. And what followed was a wonderful conversation about how we see and experience God when we pray, in worship, and in our lives with one another. I left the mystery of the Trinity for another day, and yet Sophie's question points us in that direction, as do our three readings today. Today's readings, woven together in a tapestry, reveal what is at the heart of the question, who and where is God? The author of Proverbs speaks of wisdom personified. She was with God before creation, and from the midst of creation, she is calling out, revealing the presence and the mystery of God. St. Paul, in his letter to Colossians, echoes Proverbs as he alludes to the presence of wisdom fully realized in the person of Jesus Christ, bringing us one step closer to answering our question. I imagine all of you at one time or another have been asked the familiar question, if you were stranded on a desert island, what book would you bring with you to read? Now, I remember I was once asked this at an interview, but it was a bit more specific. If you were on a desert island and could only have one passage of scripture to read again and again, what would you read? Now, I don't remember what I said that day, but today the answer would be our gospel reading, the prologue to John's gospel. Not only is it beautifully written, it illumines our understanding and experience of God. Using both Jewish and Greek imagery of wisdom and word, John brings us straight to the heart of our faith. In Jesus, the Word made flesh, God has come among us. Through Jesus, wisdom revealed, we see, hear, touch, and even taste the presence of God. In the words of St. Peter's own theologian, Judith Richardson, she says, John leaves us no doubt about who or what Jesus was. Jesus, the Word and wisdom of God, through whom God spoke creation into being, is a living, breathing, fully functional human who speaks God to humanity and humanity to God. Jesus, then, is fully God and fully human. This is always a lively topic for discussion, and it brings me again to Sophie's question. Where do we see God today? Or her words, can you give me real evidence that God exists? This is a crucial question and one we all ask. And the answer may be revealed, funnily enough, in the way we think of time. For the way we measure time is important. We orient the various events in our lives in relation to the seasons and cycles of time. For children, parents, and teachers, the school year provides a time frame for our day-to-day activities. For the church, the liturgical calendar provides this framework. The rhythm of the liturgical year echoes the rhythm of Christ's life, just as the rhythm of Christ's life echoes the history of the people of Israel. And this rhythm continues in and through the church today. So today, 42 days after Christmas and 10 days before Lent, we are in what the church calls ordinary time. And the significance is just how it sounds, ordinary. And yet, I think this makes it all the more meaningful. For ordinary time points to the reality of God's presence in the ordinary. The Word has become flesh in the day to day, in the simple, everyday things of life. So this week, as we walk through ordinary time, as we take a pause between seasons, let's take the time to reflect on where we see the presence of God in our lives. Sometimes God's presence is obvious. More often it is quiet, a bit hidden, waiting for our recognition. As Judah said the other week, when God speaks, we expect it to be clear, but mostly God whispers in our ear. I love this image of God whispering in our ear. When one whispers in our ear, we must take the effort to hear them. We can easily hear a shout, but a whisper takes our full attention. And so to recognize God's presence, we may need to slow down, even stop to listen carefully. God's presence is always here, and yet for some mysterious reason, it is in the quiet when we are most attuned to recognize him. Over the past couple of months, I have visited the children at St. Peter's School to speak with them about their classroom reflection areas. These are spaces set aside for the children to pray, read, or simply to be quiet and still. In our discussion about how the areas might be used, we explore different ways we might pray. And one way is to pray through and with the beauty of art. And as an expression of praying with art, we finished the session by making stained glass windows together. As the children create their windows, they are encouraged to speak as little as possible. And to aid in this reflective process, we play a bit of meditative music. Last week, I visited year six. It was much like the other visits to the other classrooms, but it was especially significant for me. For I experienced a sign of God's presence that day, and it happened in a very lovely and ordinary way. As we finished the discussion and began to create our stained glass windows, Cecily, who is here this morning serving for her first time at the 11:15, said to me, "Reverend Julie, I'm so excited. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited about serving this Sunday. I'm so excited about everything." Cecily's sense of joy was moving and contagious. And thinking back a bit later in the day, it struck me how this is where we find an answer to Sophie's question. Where do we see God today? God is with us in the everyday, ordinary things of life, in the beauty of the world around us, in the joy of a child. To quote another person known to us, Father Ralph, the presence of God among us marks his sharing in our common life, in the life of joy and of difficulty lived by his people. This is the hope our faith offers. God is present in and among us here today. and God will be with us as we go out from this place into the world, into the ordinary beauty of our lives. Amen.